Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we want to hear from you on today's Basic Gospel program. If you have a Bible question or an issue you're living with and you can't quite understand how that fits into the Christian life or not, well, we're here to offer you the opportunity to get your question answered on today's Basic Gospel broadcast. Give us a call right now, wherever you choose, whenever you choose, at 844-322-2742. Now, that number is open all the time for you. Again, 844-322-2742. Well, guys, it's my first time back in the studio following back surgery. And, Bob, it's good to be back with you and Coleman and Greg and everybody here. And, Andrew, it's good to be back with you again, my friend.
Hey, great to be here and so glad you're doing well, my friend.
Well, thank you. I truly am. And I'm really thankful to our Lord Jesus Christ for guiding everybody in the process. And I am doing much, much better than I was before. So I'm very thankful.
Well, we're thankful as well. Great to have you back. And we sure enjoyed having Richard in studio with us the last couple of weeks. Yeah. Andrew, we always love having you in studio. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about God's faithfulness. And I think that's what we learn as we go through trials and tribulations of life. We learn that He is faithful, that His grace truly is sufficient. And I came across a verse way back in the Old Testament, the book of Joshua, Joshua 21, verse 45. And it says this: not a single one of all the good promises the Lord had given to the family of Israel was left unfulfilled. Everything He had spoken came true. Now, that was certainly directed toward the people of Israel, those who had left Egypt and were on their way to the promised land. But His faithfulness applies to us as well, and everything that He's promised us, as far as all the promises of the new covenant, have come true in Jesus Christ as well, haven't they, Andrew?
Yes, indeed. You look at this passage, Joshua 21, and it says the Lord gave them rest on every side. I love that. We have that in Christ. This doesn't mean that we go back through the Old Testament and try to finagle and turn everything into something about us, but clearly, you look at this verbiage and this language and you say, well, wait a minute. Has the Lord given me rest on every side? Has He protected me so that none of my enemies are able to triumph? Well, look, the New Testament says that the evil one cannot touch us. And it says that we have entered God's rest. He invited us to rest in Jesus. And Jesus's invitation was, come unto me, all of you who are working overtime, laboring, stressed out, and burned out, and dried up. You know, I'm going to give you rest, spiritual rest. And so, yeah, I love this verbiage because the character of God never changes. The covenant changed, but the character of God never changes. And today we have a rest in Jesus that is better than any rest Israel ever experienced. And today we experience a protection in Christ. The evil one cannot touch us. That is a better protection than physical protection, to just know that we are safe and secure in Jesus forever.
Absolutely. And like I said, our whole theme for this month is knowing God, knowing what He's like, and certainly in Christ we recognize His faithfulness. God is faithful, and when He says He's forgiven our sins, guess what? He's forgiven our sins. When He says that He has written His laws in our hearts and in our minds, the laws of faith, hope, and love, then guess what? Those are inside of us. That's part of our new heart, our new creation. When He says He's given us the gift of His Spirit, guess what? He's given us the Holy Spirit. We can count on that. We don't always feel those things. We don't always have our minds aligned to those things. But we know if God has promised, He has delivered on each and every promise in Christ Jesus. So if you're struggling today, if you're wondering where God is, know that He is faithful. And you can keep your eyes on Him, and as you do, you're going to find out His grace is sufficient, and you can experience exactly what Andrew was talking about, a rest for your soul and confidence that He is going to protect you through thick and thin.
And that is good news, guys. Thanks for sharing. Andrew Farley joining Bob Christopher and me. I'm Bob Davis. And friends, thank you for joining us. We have open lines for you right now at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. We want to hear from you and address your question or your particular need on today's edition of Basic Gospel. So fill up those lines, 844-322-2742. Bob?
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to our phone lines, and we're going to talk with Clay listening to us in Thorndale, Texas. Hi, Clay.
Hey, Clay.
Hey, Clay.
I was talking to a friend of mine that's mixing Grace and the Old Covenant and the New, like I used to do. And so I took him to the scripture, and I want to add two words to Galatians 3:27, and the two words I'm going to add: by grace, all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free nor man. There is neither male nor female in you, but all are one in Christ. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, heirs according to the promises. And that seed is singular. And I think he got it. But the deal is... this new creature in Christ Jesus is not contingent on the natural olive branch. I just want to hear you talk about those three passages.
Yeah. Wow. Well, Clay, that's a beautiful insight. I mean, you've got this idea that Israel, are they shown favoritism? Are they going to get special treatment? And clearly, Paul says in various places, no, look, we honor them. We respect Israel because here the prophets came through Israel. Jesus came through Israel. The lineage and the heritage of Jesus clearly comes through Judah. We see in the Old Testament all kinds of pursuit on the part of God. God is pursuing Israel, seeking relationship. They are dropping the ball over and over. They appear to be horrible promise keepers. Lord, we're going to obey everything. And then they end up not obeying everything. And, you know, the new covenant is God saying, all right, I'm going to stir you guys to jealousy. And I'm going to come over here to the Gentiles. And I'm going to call a people who are not my people, my people. And now there's neither Jew nor Gentile. There's neither Greek or Roman or Israelite. No, we're all one in Christ. And so, you know, Father Abraham, the patriarch, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the Jews revered these patriarchs for their faith. And now Paul is writing a bunch of Greek people. He's writing a bunch of Greek speakers in Galatia, and he is telling them, hey, you're Abraham's offspring now by faith. So you can call Father Abraham part of your spiritual lineage, if you will, because you've been grafted in and you were a wild branch. But now you're part of the tree. And so Israel, they're natural branches. But hey, you know what? Just because they're natural branches, that doesn't mean we're going to give them special treatment. If they don't believe, if they reject Messiah, then they are broken off. They don't get a free pass just because of their bloodline, their lineage, or their heritage. So it's all about faith. It's all about dependency on Jesus. And whosoever calls upon him will be saved.
I just wanted to add, and if we want to get rid of wars in the Middle East and racism in America around the world, there's only one way. That's through the grace of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, amen indeed. Well, Clay, always enjoy hearing from you, and great question, great passage. And Andrew, I was thinking as you were talking and answering there, it goes back to that passage we read in Joshua, the faithfulness of God. We're heirs according to promise. So God made a promise that anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord is going to be saved. He delivers, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. And Bob, I think that really helps us. I know that a lot of millennials today, a lot of young people growing up, maybe even those who've been studying the Bible for some time, they say, oh, I just don't know about the Old Testament. There's just so much violence and war. And, you know, why is all of that there? Well, look, if you've got a God who has made a promise regarding Messiah, that we are going to find hope in Messiah, forgiveness in Messiah, new life in Messiah, and here comes Messiah, And he's in this line of Judah as part of the people of Israel. Well, then you can't 100 or 500 or 1,000 years prior, you can't let Israel be destroyed. You have to participate in the protection of Israel in order for Jesus to come forth from that line, as was the plan. So I think when we understand the preservation of Israel, because of the preservation of the line of Jesus, it certainly helps us understand why God is a fabulous promise keeper and why all of that war and violence and protection and the guarding that God did of Israel, why that's all there in the Old Testament.
Yes, indeed. Great insight there, Andrew.
Absolutely. And friends, Bob and Andrew and all of us here at the ministry, and both ministries, as a matter of fact, understand the need of listener support as we continue to disseminate the grace of God through radio and online and so forth. And Bob, I know you've been talking about the importance of that to our listeners as we approach the end of our fiscal year on Wednesday the 30th of this very month. So to everyone hearing Basic Gospel today, if what you're hearing on this broadcast has made a difference in your understanding of the Christian life, well, we ask you to step up and help us reach the needed amount by the 30th. So thanks to each one of you who give to support this message of grace in Jesus Christ so very faithfully. And as you make your gift this month, we want to send you a resource that will show you the height and the depth and the width of the love of God. It's called Love Is, and we want to send you a copy just to say thanks for your gift of love to support Basic Gospel. You can click donate at basicgospel.net and make your gift to support Basic Gospel right now. Be sure to request your copy of Love Is. Once again, that's basicgospel.net. The phone number, 844-322-2742. We have plenty of time, plenty of open lines. We want to hear from you. Want you to be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley. But right now, back to a phone call that came in off hours. Let's listen.
Yes, my name is Ray, and I am from the Navajo Nation from Four Corners, but on Utah side. I had a question about a loving father that just passed, very healthy young man. He was 66 years old, and I know I was listening to and reading the book of the Bible and saying that a man lives only 70 years, but how do I know he is comfort? From the Navajo Nation, we are traditional, but lately I put the gospel of Jesus Christ in the tradition, and I walked away from the traditional. But as for me, how do I know he is comfort? He was, looks like my father was holding on to both of them, on the traditional and on Jesus Christ, right before he passed on. And right now, I just got out of prison. And how do I deal with this? My grief is so much to bear. I can't bear it. I'm just about to give up. I'm backsliding on drinking. Please help me. How do I know he's comfort? How do I know that Jesus is in me? How do I know the Holy Spirit is in me? But the comfort of my father, I want to know where he is. I know what the Bible says, but can you elaborate on that for me, please? Thank you. Bye-bye.
Boy, that's a heartfelt question, isn't it? And we certainly want to give some hope and comfort in this particular situation. So where does the gospel fit into all this, Andrew?
Well, you look at what Jesus is telling us about being saved, and he makes a promise. We've been talking during this program about God as a promise keeper and how he always comes through. Well, one of his promises is that he's standing at the door, and whoever opens the door, well, he's going to come in. That's his promise. And if you seek him, you'll find him. So salvation is not a feeling. And I think that's really important to say these days, Bob. There's plenty of doctrines out there that get people this lack of assurance, this doubt, this fear. You know, did I really say it right? Did I really do it right? Did I really mean it fully? You know, God penetrates through all of those things, and he sees our hearts. He sees a person that is sincerely calling upon him, and he's not fooled by religious charades. And he does see the sincerity of people. And he's not looking for many words. I mean, Jesus said we're not heard for our many words or fancy prayers. So, you know, I would say, first of all, to this young man, his assurance is the promise of God, that God promised to come in and live with him. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Now, the presence of God is not an emotion. The presence of God is not a feeling. The presence of God is a promise and a fact. And you know as well as I do, Bob, I mean, we don't feel great all the time. Sometimes we feel good. Sometimes we feel bad. Sometimes we feel sick. Sometimes we feel well. We feel all kinds of things in our emotions, but it never changes the promises of God and the truthfulness of Jesus when he says, I'll come in, I'll live with you, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. Now, that's true for this young man. If he has ever called upon the name of the Lord to be saved, God didn't say, well, let me take a survey of all your feelings, let me take a survey of your whole life, let me take a survey of your dedication and commitment. We're not saved by our dedication. We're saved by the commitment of Christ. And, you know, we got people talking about this idea of, would you give up everything? Did you surrender enough? Would you give up everything at a moment's notice? Well, you're not saved by your bravery. You're saved by the bravery of Christ, if you will, as he went to Calvary for you and me. So the answer is the same, Bob. It's the same for the young man as it is for his father that he's concerned about. God sees the heart. God recognizes anyone who calls upon the Lord, and God honors that. And it's not about how well you're doing or what you're feeling. We can feel nothing and yet be totally forgiven. We can feel nothing and yet have eternal life in Christ. So I think we have to let go of emotional expectations. God says that we worship him in spirit and in truth. That's where it's at.
Yes, yes, indeed. And Rayan's, one of his questions was, or one of his comments was, the fact that the Navajo are traditional, so they have a belief system.
Yeah.
And then he discovered the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so you have to come down and say, you know, as far as everlasting life is concerned, Jesus was very clear. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him.
Amen.
And so any comfort, any encouragement has to rest right there in the claims of Jesus Christ and his claims and his person and his work trumps every other philosophy, every other religion. Why? Because he's the only one that can give life to those who are dead in trespasses and sins. We can have all other kinds of philosophies. We can have all other kinds of beliefs, and they may be interesting. They may be fascinating. The ceremonies, the rituals, all of those things may seem important, but when it comes down to eternal life or eternal death, there's only one answer, and his name is Jesus.
Absolutely.
I love that. You know, the question then is, where is anyone fixing their eyes? Are they fixing their eyes on Jesus, or are they fixing their eyes on what this man called a tradition? And only God sees that. He sees the heart. But, you know, this is not exclusivism or something that we throw stones at. God is life. Jesus is life. And if you don't have Jesus, then you have unlife, and that's known as death. And, you know, it's just like you need oxygen. You can't help it. You can argue about that if you want, but your body needs oxygen. It's just a fact. And likewise, our spirits need Jesus for salvation.
Yes, indeed. I gave an example a number of years ago about this exclusiveness. And, you know, cancer is, you know, rampant in society all around the world. People are afraid of the C word. Mm-hmm. And if we could only find a cure, well, what if there was a group of physicians, of medical research team in Chicago that actually found the cure for every form of cancer known to man? What's the most loving thing to do with somebody that says they have cancer? Well, send them to Chicago, and they can get cured.
Yeah.
Well, then somebody might ask, well, what about the research team in Atlanta or the research team in Japan or the research team in Europe, they're doing good work. Well, they don't have the cure. So if you want the cure, you got to go to Chicago. And if you want life, if you want eternal life, there's all kinds of philosophies, but only one offers life, and his name is Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Bob and Andrew, you're going to be the presenters October in the United Conference, Bible Conference. And, Bob, this is going to be the first time, of course, that our friends will be able to attend a live conference since COVID-19. And we're pretty excited about that. I know you are, too.
Oh, boy, we are excited. And, Andrew, this is going to be a fun time for us to talk about the grace of God, talk about all things that unite us in Christ, and it's going to be a powerful time.
Yeah, the world has seen enough division. You look at the last couple of years, we've seen infighting, we've seen racism and riots and anger and division and factions of every kind. And then sometimes you look at the bride of Christ and you see some of the very same things. So, you know, the theme of our conference is, let's come together in Jesus Christ and let's find unity in him. And we have a beautiful message. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism. We are united by being in Christ. And so I'm excited about this. It's coming up October 15 to 17 in Lewisville, Texas. It'll be at the Hilton Garden Inn. And if you want more information on the conference, you want to come join us, be a part of it, we'd love to see you there. You can just visit basicgospel.net/united. That's basicgospel.net/united. And you'll find out everything you need to know about this exciting event.
Absolutely. Well, friends, Robert, who is a Facebook viewer, he wants to know if when we die, we'll go directly to heaven with the angels, or do we go to sleep until the rapture?
Well, we certainly, absent from the body, present with the Lord, that's a fact. We see this as Paul comforts people, you know, the idea that we would just be flying around the airport trying to land in heaven is negated by 2 Corinthians 5:8. Paul is saying, I'm torn. I love being here ministering the gospel, and yet I do want to see Jesus face to face. I would rather be absent from this body and be present with the Lord. And he doesn't talk about falling asleep for 1,000 years or sitting in the waiting room like in the dentist office. We have to recognize that, in fact, it's hard to understand, but Ephesians says that every Christian right now is raised and seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we look at things physically and we say, all right, I'm here, I'm in Texas, and one day I'll be in heaven. Well, the truth is, Texas is heaven, isn't it, boys? But seriously,
That's why so many people are getting here as quickly as they can, I guess.
Amen. But you can be in Texas and seated at the right hand of God at the same time. You can be in Texas and yet seated in heaven at the same moment. And there's a spiritual reality and a physical reality, and they don't conflict. They go together beautifully. Everybody is somewhere. You're either in Adam or you're in Christ. And if you're in Christ, guess where you are? Raised and seated. So someday you're going where you're already seated.
Yeah, boy. That is good news, and Robert, we thank you for that question, and we appreciate you watching us on Facebook, and we encourage you to ask questions anytime that you are looking for answers.
Absolutely. Well, guys, it's been fun. I'm very happy to be back amongst you all, and just to hear the Word of God is always refreshing, and you guys just bring it alive. So thanks to Andrew and to Bob, and thank you, friends, for being with us. I want to remind you, as I've said before, that Bob is a very busy guy, and one of the ways that he uses media to get the gospel and the grace of Jesus Christ out is through our YouTube channel, where he posts literally dozens of insight-filled videos that you can view absolutely free, and you can find those at basicgospel.net/YouTube. Well, thanks for joining us for Basic Gospel today, everybody. A reminder that we have this great resource we'd like to send you as our way of saying thanks for your gift to keep the message of grace and life in Jesus Christ going forward. It's called Love Is, and it's an in-depth look at the love of God, of course. We'll send you a copy as you make your gift to support Basic Gospel in this month of June, and be sure to request your copy when you click donate at basicgospel.net. Don't forget, this is the end of our fiscal year coming up on the 30th. We really need everyone to step up, and let's make this happen as we approach the 30th. Keep in mind, too, that if you have questions concerning the Christian life, a Bible question, a Bible passage you can't quite understand, or an issue you're finding hard to deal with, well, give us a call at 844-322-2742, and you'll hear your question discussed on the Basic Gospel program. Again, that's 844-322-2742. Well, now for Bob Christopher, for Andrew Farley, and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.